It's just 5 minutes after May Grant's near collapse in the courtroom. But already the sensational news is spreading. At least it spread as far as the little office down the hall from the courtroom. Because as Perry Mason and his secretary reached the door to that office...
Huh. Door's open.
Mm. Oh, what if he's gone?
You made it plain to him.
Yes, but you know Bill.
Mr. Mason? Oh, Mr. Mason.
All right, he's here.
Close the door, Dallin.
No, don't close it. I promised to stay here until you... Well, I've got along with my promise, but now...
Now, wait, Bill.
Now I'm going to my wife.
I'll close the door.
Mr. Mason, you...
And lock it.
Mr. Mason, I'm going to May. Now, don't try to stop me.
Oh, Bill, you've followed orders too well so far to start wrecking things now.
I gather you know what happened.
What happened? Have to be deaf not to know. All the people passing, it's all they talked about.
They didn't know what they were talking about.
They were all mixed up.
What do you mean, mixed up?
Just as mixed up as Judge Selby and Prosecutor Adler.
Well, I heard them say that you said...
No, Bill. They just thought I said May was going to have a baby.
They also said she collapsed.
It was all part of an act, Bill.
Oh. Well, I was about to rush to her.
I want you to.
Yes?
But I have to brief you first, tell you how to act.
What?
I want you to act concerned, but not too concerned.
Yes, but if May collapsed...
Don't you hear me, Bill? It wasn't a real collapse. And she couldn't put on too big an act or she'd have been sent right to the hospital.
And for some reason, you didn't want that?
Not yet.
Oh. Well... Look, are you going to tell me what this is all about?
No, but remember, you gave me your word to follow orders without any questions.
Yes, I know.
Now your order is to go to the jail, ask about May.
We don't know if they'll let you see her or not.
If they do, don't stay. If they don't, all right, act the part of a husband who's concerned. But not too concerned. Then go back to your office and stay there.
All right.
And one more thing. For the next few hours, I can't say exactly how long.
Depending on somebody else's concern.
I won't be available for contact. If anyone asks, you saw me for a moment after court, which is true, but you didn't know my plans.
Which is also true.
But you assumed I was going back to my office. You get that, Bill?
Yes, I get it, Mr. Mason.
And remember, Bill, just act naturally.
Yeah, sure, naturally.
And Bill, don't worry about May. She will be all right.
Will be.
No matter what happens, no matter what you hear, don't worry. All right, Della, let's go. We have plenty to do.
Crew bus for Newark, Trenton, and Philadelphia is now loading at ramp.
I don't understand why.
Crew bus for Newark.
Why the bus journey?
Two reasons. I'm going to meet Paul Drake, and I want to buy a ticket.
A bus ticket? Bus ticket?
No, a boat ticket. I came to the bus terminal to buy a boat ticket.
All right, a bus ticket.
So I'm meeting Paul, where I can buy my ticket, killing two birds with one stone. Clever, don't you think?
Oh, very clever, Mr. Mason.
Thank you. Oh, let's check this window. The line is shorter.
Harry.
Della, let us not play questions and answers. Now, I'm going to buy a ticket to Denver.
Because you want to go to Denver, I know.
No. To Atlanta.
Oh, Paul's report this morning.
Hmm. Now, if things just break as we hope they will...
Well, it's all set, isn't it?
It will be, after I've spoken to Paul and made a phone call.
You know, I'm scared.
Well, naturally. But anyhow, after it happens, I'll have trouble leaving town.
If you aren't in jail.
Della, move up in line. I think that I can get away before they think of stopping me.
They can trace you, Chief. The ticket seller's going to remember.
I intend for him to. That's why I'm buying my ticket to Denver in person.
You don't usually travel by bus.
So they'll check the trains and the planes
first. And then find that you took a bus for Denver. Oh, I see. Then they'll think that you think you're safe and assume you've gone to Denver and spend their time looking for you, while you, on the other hand, will be on your way to...
Let me up to the window, Della.
Yes, sir?
Ticket to Denver, please.
Yes, sir.
Harry, I see Paul.
What?
Over by the phone booth, Paul.
Hmm? Oh, good.
You want a ticket to Denver, sir?
Oh, yes, if you please.
Very well, sir. I can put you on a transcontinental express.
Oh?
You'll make excellent time.
So when does it leave?
7:15 in the evening.
That is every evening?
Of course, yes, sir.
Well, I don't know. I
can give you other accommodations if you wish to make a more leisurely trip.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
What? Oh, well, why don't you take the express?
Well,
I mean, there's no use wasting time.
Well, I'd like to see the country.
Yes, I know,
but... have to think about these things.
If you please, sir, others are waiting.
Hmm?
You do want to go to Denver?
Oh, yes, 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 indeed. All right, I'll take that express.
Yes, sir. I'll stamp the ticket.
What? Just take it out of this.
Yes, sir. It's been a long time since I've seen one of these.
Oh, yes?
Yes, it's a long time. Well, here's your ticket, and here's your change.
Oh, don't bother counting it.
Huh?
I'm sure it's all right. Thank you. Come along.
Sure gonna remember you all right.
Mm-hmm. That was the idea. Paul.
Harry. Hiya, beautiful.
Hi. Didn't I just see you buying a ticket?
I hope so.
What?
Never mind. Did you get what I wanted?
Oh, easy as pie. Mr. App did just what you expected. Arranged to have Mrs. Grant taken to the municipal hospital.
When?
He's requisitioned the jail ambulance to pick her up at exactly 12 noon. Knowing Mr. Apt, it will be exactly 12 noon.
It had better be.
Huh?
Della.
Hey, what's going on, Perry?
Why, what do you mean?
Don't give me that stuff. Bus tickets. You could have got that same information yourself.
Could I?
Yeah. Just by staying at your office. Apt has to notify you before moving Mrs. Grant.
Well, Paul...
I figure you got a reason. I figure you knew Apt would notify you, but that he'd wait until the last minute. And you wanted to know ahead of time.
You figured that, huh?
Yeah. And I figured you had me get that information on the side because you didn't want Apt to know you know.
Well, this is all very interesting, Paul. Now, if...
That's as far as I got. Now, I want to know why.
Hmm?
You're up to something, Perry.
Yeah.
Gonna tell me?
No.
Now, Perry. You've always worked with me and my boys.
Not this time. In fact, you and your boys are going to be busy this morning.
Hmm?
As soon as you get your staff together, call a meeting.
A what?
What? You have meetings at the Direct Detective Agency, don't you?
Well, sure, but...
All right. Call a meeting.
Everybody?
Everybody who isn't doing something that will account for his time before and after 12 o'clock noon.
12 noon exactly, Paul.
Oh. Catch. In other words, if something happens, they'd expect you to work with my boys, but if all my boys are busy at the time...
You just keep your thoughts to yourself, Paul.
Yeah. This is big, huh, Perry? As big as I think maybe it is. And I can't help.
You see why you can't, don't you?
Yeah. Well, good luck.
Thanks, Paul.
Well, that's it, Perry.
Just about, except for one thing, and I might as well start that going now. H, you know who this is? Yes. All right, I just got the information. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. The time is 12 noon. Yes, 12. It's almost 2 hours, so you don't have to move too fast. They'll use the jail ambulance. You have a duplicate, so that's all set. Yes, routine procedure. Driver and intern in white coats, one uniformed guard. Don't worry about that. You pull this off and you have more than evened your score with me, H. I mean it. Well, thank you anyway. Oh, and H, make sure that your boys operate on official time. Apt will expect that ambulance at 12 on the nose, so... Me too. Yeah, I'll see you.
Well, have you made the same guess Paul Drake did? The reason for all these mysterious arrangements? Well, whether you have or not, I can promise you a sensational development tomorrow. As a matter of fact, well, you be sure to join us, won't you?